Dr. John Jensen is our guest, and he's really helping us gain insight about human nature, the role that human nature plays in that which is positive in our lives, that which is painful in our lives. And you were talking, Dr. Jensen, about the role that a lot of our leaders play with regards to the decisions that they make that can cause so much pain. And one of the things that intrigues me is how there are so many of us who feel the pain, and we feel it intensely. But then we make it our business to continue to support the leaders who perpetuate the pain. What's going on there?
You know, there are two, we talked about how human nature operates, and there are two patterns that account for a great deal of what you're asking about. One is called desirability bias, and the other is called confirmation bias. Now, what that means is that if you believe something is going to happen, that you then look for information that aligns with that, or if something you want to have happen, you look for information that aligns with that. For example, shortly before the last election, my wife and I were listening to a radio report, a summary of polls that had been taken about, you know, whether Clinton or Trump were going to win. And so my wife asked me, so who's going to win? And I said, kind of cautiously, well, the summary of polls, you know, suggests that the Democrat is going to win. And she said, no, they said that the Republican could win. Now, so help me, in that entire broadcast that we listened to, I did not hear anything that said that the Republican could win. So I was looking forward to Hillary Clinton winning. My mind was cherry-picking the information from that stream. Her mind was cherry-picking the other information.
Gotcha.
And see, the problem with it is that this is, it feels right to us to do that. And there's a naturally occurring operation in us to account for it. Think about this. If I'm a creative person, so I have values. So I say, hey, I want to create something that aligns with that value. So I have skin in the game here. I want to have information that enables me to pursue the value that I think is important. So that's very reasonable. But the thing is, that initial stance that I make says that I'm departing from what the whole body of information is. The only way I can really counteract that is if I am convinced ahead of time that I would rather be wrong and align with the evidence than follow evidence that led me astray. So for two people to really exchange information, they both have to actually want the right thing more than they want their own opinion to prevail. And so this is what you get in people who think scientifically. I mean, you think about NASA and spaceships. You know, hey, it should go over here. I want it to go over there. Now, wait a second. What does the information say? What does the actual data tell us we need to do? That type of thinking really is not common to most people on most issues of society. So then where people get an affiliation, they just sense something. I really like Donald Trump's boldness, or I like the Republicans' attitude about regulation or whatever. So I get a little emotional affinity there. And that then leads me to this process of substantiating this thing that I'm trying to create. Does that make sense?
That does. And so that's part of the reason then that people can be presented with evidence that shows
right.
that a given position that they have on a given topic is wrong. But the more
right.
evidence you supply, the more they dig in and hold to their original position because they don't want to give up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What they're actually doing is weighing evidence. And they're saying, you know that wonderful fact that you just told me? I declare it insignificant. I have the right to simply make some evidence big and other evidence small. And this has to do with how our wonderful human mind is programmed to take details and just enlarge them, mushroom them up so that they become very important, and shrink other things. So we're constantly going in and out of what we think is important in this particular moment. So it's a very creative stance, but people don't realize how then that they become separated from the whole body of evidence that really does affect what they want.
And so there's a lot of tie-in then between desirability bias and confirmation bias?
Right. Yeah. You see it operating just in how people process the news. And in fact, there's a one of the resources that I cite in my book is a little movie called The Brainwashing of My Dad. It's really something people ought to order and have a whole sit-down with a large group and have a big discussion on it. Because this woman describes how listening to right-wing media basically collapsed her father's thinking around these two points I'm talking about, just into this stance toward life. And she was just desperate, and finally in the movie shows how that they managed to bring her dad back to a more broad-based rationality.
Interesting. And you mentioned broad-based rationality. Your book is entitled, We Need a Movement, Four Problems to Solve to Restore Rational Government. And I know that a lot of us across the country and across the political spectrum have been so troubled by the lack of rationality that we've observed in our government. And it seems that we have so many things that go along with that. When we come back, could you begin to talk us through the changes that have taken place in our political system, particularly in Washington, D.C., that have caused us to evidence such an increase in the lack of rationality, and begin to share with us some of the four problems to solve in order to restore the rational government?
Okay, well, that's one perspective to tackle it. And in those four problems, the first problem we basically talked about already, which is the problem of meaning that unites people. See, meaning right now separates people into factions and segments and layers and of society. It fractures society. What we need is a meaning that unites. And it's really not a big mystery. It is stated in the introduction to the preamble to the Constitution. If you just, people take a look at it. They wanted a harmonious state. They wanted people able to pursue happiness, equal rights for all, and so on. So I capture that perspective is called the good of the whole. It means that you're constantly checking a range of values for how your actions affect this whole range that we see is needed if you're going to have a healthy whole country, whole world, etc. So that's the first problem.
So
that's
we'll look
kind
at
of the mess.
Can we take a look at that second one when we come back from this break?
Yeah.
All
okay,
right.
We'll do that.
Okay. Dr. John Jensen, his book is entitled We Need a Movement, Four Problems to Solve to Restore Rational Government. He and I'll be right back.